Well, good evening, Warrior fans. Welcome to Boys Varsity Basketball Action. Your Warriors and the Sheridan Spartans getting ready to tip off in about 5.5 minutes. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here from Sheridan High School. Warriors come into this game with a 13-6 overall record. They're 4-4, tied for fourth in the West Valley League. Sheridan, 5-14 overall, 0-8 in the league, ranked 36th in the state. Warriors ranked 11th. Warriors tied with Willamina right now for league fourth place in the league. And Ron, if Amity were to win out, that would mean a win over Willamina. That would mean a win over Horizon Christian. And that would mean a win over Dayton, as well as a win over Sheridan, which would move Amity, and then a win over Taft, which should happen.
And Westside.
And we just got Westside last.
No, but we got them coming.
We got them again. So
next week's a big week.
It really is. We're going to have Dayton on Friday, or Dayton on Monday, and Horizon on Friday.
And Wednesday is Willamina.
So big week for the Warriors. All three of those teams beat the Warriors first go around. All of them were games where the Warriors, two of them, the game Warriors very well could have won, losing by 6 to Dayton and by 1 to Willamina. And played well in the at times against Horizon Christian, but just struggled defensively against Horizon and need to do a better job this next time around.
And two out of three are at home.
So if the Warriors were to run the table from here on out, you get seven league opponents. And so the Warriors have the potential to end up with a 10-4 record overall in league. And if they were to do that, they would be at least tied with Horizon Christian. They might even be a game ahead of them. And but no matter what they end up with, they're not going to get to first or second in the league. Santa Ana Christian has two losses, one to Dayton, one to Amity. Not likely that they lose more than one more game the rest of the year. I don't think Horizon will beat them the second go-around. And good. Dayton sitting at 8-0.
It really depends on Santa Ana Christian if they get their big guy back, because he's walking around with a boot. And
well, he didn't have a boot at our game.
They're thinking he may not be back next week, though. So, when I was talking with
him. And they're not the same team without him. There's no question. I think he's the best player in this league. And he's definitely the toughest matchup. The Sprower kid's tough, but I think the kid from Santa Ana Christian is a better all-around player.
Yeah.
So big game for the Warriors. Every game's a big game. They basically need to win. Make sure you're in the top six, yes, but they'd like to be sitting at that three seed and have a home court throughout the district playoffs as we head in towards Central High School there. And they would love to be headed into that Friday game, looking at the potential to come out of the league number two overall even. All right. Maybe even number one.
Yeah.
All right. So tonight, play Sheridan. The really, this is just a team that doesn't match up athletically with the Warriors. Excuse me, with the Warriors at all. They don't have great shooters from the outside. They have some length inside, but he's prone to foul trouble. Wrench, Alex Wrench, 6'9". But really, the Warriors just have too much balance for this team to really compete against. And so I look for the Warriors to get out, run hard, pressure the guards, and make get Wrench into foul trouble inside.
Well, and their best outside shooter wears a number 10, and he plays for us.
Yeah, Zach Blake, Sheridan transfer to Amity this year. And he has nothing but nice things to say about Sheridan. He has no resentment at all. I think Zach's hoping to be able to play a little ball next year and needed to play on a little bit better team without moving to another part of the state to do so. And Amity, he had some friends in Amity he played some spring and summer ball with. And so I think he was excited to play with them. And I think seeing a lot of maturity out of Zach this year, he would tell you that. I think as the year's gone on, he's become much more selective in his shooting and is shooting a higher percentage overall, really playing within himself.
Yeah, much better control when he does penetrate now. He's got a little bit better idea about getting it up or kicking it.
And some of that's knowing your teammates, right?
Yes.
Knowing where they're going to be, what they can handle, not trying to do too much yourself, but realizing you can create things for other people and just trusting them to do their part. All right, starting tonight for your Warriors, it'll be the normal starting five. Sam White, 5'10 senior. Zach Blake, a 5'10 senior. Jason Nelson, a 6'2 senior. Kodiak Yeager, I love this. It says he's a 6-foot senior. We'll put Kodiak right there at the 6'2 mark. And Tyler Parr, a 6-foot junior. And
so he's made the change by putting Tyler. Well, Tyler, I know that Josh is going to play. I think Josh is going to play a lot more.
Yeah, total minutes, Josh will be right there with. He'll probably have as many or more minutes than Tyler has in the game. He brings an entirely different look. Now, Tyler might be the best spot-up shooter on this team. When he has time, gets his feet square, he just doesn't miss very often.
No.
And that is a nice weapon to have when you're moving the ball well.
In the last few games, he's got him. He's the one that's got him off to a start where they've been kind of 2 or 3 minutes with no baskets. Tyler's made the shots.
Yep. And the other thing we've seen Tyler do the last few games is against zone defenses, take a couple dribbles in, get to the foul line, and knock down the foul shot, two-pointer from there, which will really soften a zone up for your outside shooting when you do that. Starting for Sheridan, it'll be number two, a 5'11 junior, Jacob DeBoff. Number 10, a 6'9 senior, Alex Wrench. Number 30, a 6'2 junior, Chris Savaldi. Number 23, a 6'1 sophomore, Deldon Polk. And number 32, a 5'11 sophomore, Elliot Henley. All right, we're about ready to go here. Warriors playing some really good basketball of late, and Sheridan really just not showing that they have the ability to play with any kind of a good team. They've lost every league game. They lost by Taft to get things started back on January 3rd by 7. Amity, we beat them by 11 at our place, but it was a comfortable 11. We were in total control of that game. Westside Christian beat them by 5. Dayton beat them by 22. St. Am Christian beat them by 22. Excuse me. Horizon Christian beat them by 31. Willamina beat them by 11. And Taft just took care of them at Taft by 16. So when Taft's beating you by 16, you're in trouble, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, we are about ready to go. And I think Sheridan lost their head coach right at the beginning of the season. Well, that didn't help him any.
He made it the first, right before Christmas is when he had to quit for personal reasons.
Yeah.
But he was hired in September from a newspaper ad. So they've had a difficult time with this boys' basketball situation.
All right, we got 8 minutes on the clock. We are ready to roll here, Ron. Wrench and Jaeger getting set to jump center. And if Jaeger's 6'2", Wrench is at least 6'8". He is towering over Kodiak. And he's got good hops, too. He's an athletic kid. He's got some pogo sticks for legs at 6'8", 6'9".
He's a high jumper. It's usually him and Jason.
He wins the tap easy, but Parr jumps up, steals the tap over to White. White gives it to Blake. He'll back it out, goes high post to Jaeger, now to Parr. Parr takes a dribble in, gets inside, bounce pass to White. White lays it up and in. What a pass by Tyler Parr. He pulled Wrench toward him in that zone and ended up getting the easy basket for Sammy. DeBoff with it. No, excuse me, that's not DeBoff. It's Henley with it. Henley tries to go to DeBoff, ball knocked away. DeBoff gets it back to the elbow, out in the corner to Henley for three. No good, long rebound, Sam White. White pushes up the middle of the floor. Slows down top of the key, leaves it for Tyler. Tyler, nobody on him,
nobody
takes
on
the
him.
Three. Good. That's what we were just talking about, Ron.
He
looked like he was going to pass that ball to the corner. The defender slid that way, took a step, and left Tyler all by himself at the three-point line. And you must not be scouting our team very well to do that.
No.
Out on top. Go ahead.
He comes on the floor with that varsity quarterback confidence.
There's a steal by Jaeger in the low post. He drives up the right side, slows it down. Out on top, ball tip. Nelson comes down with it, top of the key. He drives left, out in the corner to Blake. Blake goes baseline, little floater, tough shot. Jaeger puts it up and in. He's fouled.
I think it was a pass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Zach's going to tell me later. Kodiak takes the little alley-oop off the missed shot, lays it in. Zach says you're supposed to dunk that. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to throw that down. 7-0 Warriors. Jaeger to the line to shoot and make it a three-point play, and he does. But this is exactly, if you're Coach Nelson, how you wanted your team to come out.
Yes.
Henley with it. White on him. Full court man pressure by the Warriors. Gives it up to Savaldi. Savaldi works up the right side on Nelson. Parr cuts him off. Now he goes baseline. Jump stop. Gets fouled. Scores. Nelson just out of position there. Didn't slide his feet.
And no help side defense.
Tyler came, and then Tyler left because he thought Jason had him. And then Kodiak didn't get across.
No.
Savaldi with the first basket of the game. Spartans down 8-2. Savaldi with a chance to get a three-point play.
Jason lost him early and never did catch up. We got a lot of help, but
misses the free throw. Nice job by Jaeger. Box out wrench and tip the ball over to Blake. Blake in the corner to Nelson. Nelson back out to Blake. High post, Jaeger. DePar, left corner, right White open. For three. A little short on that one. Nelson tips, can't come down with it. Henley with it. He throws an outlet to DeBoff. DeBoff to Wrench.
It's going
Wrench
down.
Lays it up and in and draws the foul on White. White was trying to prevent a dunk, I think.
Yeah.
So Wrench gets the basket.
If you're going to foul, you should have fouled him well enough to not even go to the foul line to get the 2 points.
Well, it's hard when you're up that high.
So they didn't get the two? I don't see it up on the board.
They should give him the two. He's going to shoot one. I thought that went in, didn't it? It did not go in. Okay.
So
I thought it went in.
So he did do.
He did his job.
Yeah.
All right. You and I both thought that ball went in.
Well, one of them must have hit the net because I.
That, well, yeah, it looked like the ball went right through the net. It swished at the right time. Everybody around us thought it went in, too. All right. It's not just us that are blind, Ron. Same refs we have for the girls' game. Wrench gets the second one.
You have an excuse right now because you don't have your glasses on.
I don't. I don't need them for this game. I got good visibility. Blake, dark, right dark angle three. Good! Zach Blake steps up, knocks down the three. His first basket.
He's got a feeling he's going to like playing in Sheridan. These are his old rims.
I talked to him before the game during the girls' halftime of the girls' game, and I said, looking forward to shooting here. And he's like, yeah. He said, I got 3 years of practice shooting in this gym. Sivaldi at the high post, out to Henley, fakes the three, starts to drive. Sammy cuts him off, out to 23. That's Polk. Polk starts to drive, and we've got hand checking. It's going to be on Par, I think.
Yeah.
Scott says, hey, show him and slide your feet. You know, it's one of those fundamental things, that drop, step, and slide, drop, step, and slide. Kids will slide without drop stepping.
You can get away with a lot of contact if you have your hands away from your body, but when you put a hand, like, right next to the guy.
Sivaldi in the high post, hands off to Henley, goes inside, his shot blocked, Wrench gets it, lays it up and in. So good defense there, but they couldn't come up with the ball. Blake in the open floor, Warriors up 11-5. Parr takes a three, that one doesn't look good. That came off his hand, funky, and Polk with the rebound. Polk out running up the right side. Blake cuts him off. Polk, bounce pass into the mid post to Wrench, and
Kodiak got in the wrong spot.
Yeah,
he's
Kodiak
straight behind him.
Yeah, tried to reach around. And that's okay. Just make Wrench shoot over you. But when he reached around, tried to knock the ball away, and then he had nothing. Foul's on the floor. Fourth team found the Warriors already. First on Jaeger. Sivaldi to trigger this in. They want to go lob inside. Good job by Kodiak to cut that off. Down low to Polk. Polk turns. Blocked by Jaeger. Kodiak with a good block. Parr with the rebound. Parr, middle of the floor with it. Top of the key. Works left. Hands off to Sammy. Sammy swings it to Jason. He fakes the three. Goes down low. Back out, White, three-pointer, no good. Tipped by Jaeger, and White gets the long rebound. Nice job by Kodiak again, just to tip the ball away from Wrench. White with it, Warriors up 11-5. Blake, Nelson on the left wing, high post, Jaeger, 17-footer, good.
Nice.
Boy, when he hits that shot, this offense is tough, Ron, against the zone. You just can't zone him if Kodiak's going to hit that high post shot. Polk all the way to the basket, fouled by Tyler. That's going to be two on Tyler. That ought to get somebody into the bench here.
Josh.
The game, Josh Wart. Or maybe Brian Hatch even. This isn't a real big team outside of Ridge. You could go with Hatch and go quick.
They could switch off and put Josh on the big guy.
Missed shot, but Coach Nelson's not bringing anybody in. So Polk misses the first, so all of our pontificating about it, Ron, and Scott's going to leave everybody on the bench for now. Maybe try to build a bigger lead, not worry about foul trouble. Second one, misses that one. Wrench with the rebound. Turns, off balance, no good. Parr with the rebound. And there's then a foul. That's a Wrench. That's a Keeley Graham foul right there. You miss a shot you should have made, and you commit the foul. Keeley had a turnover and then committed her fourth foul. Had to sit for a while.
I think Reggie'd had it with her, too. He just left her out.
Yeah. So Polk misses the pair. Warriors end up with the ball after the missed shot by Wrench. Parr will inbound. Got a little 1-2-2 pressure. They got a trap. Parr tries to dribble through it. That's a mistake.
Somebody's
don't do that.
Open.
Parr finally gets it ahead to Nelson. Nelson hammered by DeBoff. DeBoff had his right hand on Nelson's left arm and then came down hard with the left hand across him. Not going to get away with that very often. These officials did a pretty good job in the girls' game, and so far I think they're calling a pretty fair game here. Nelson inbounds to White. 4:20 to go. First quarter, Warriors up 13-5. White swings it over to Nelson. High post. Turning jump hook by Jaeger. No good. Parr with a weak side rebound.
Nice.
A foul.
Excellent position.
Not sure who this foul is on, but one of the Sheridan kids. Yeah, great defense or great offensive rebound by Parr.
13.
Here's the thing. When Wrench goes to challenge Jaeger's shot, the Warriors are going to kill him on the boards because Wrench is a good rebounder. The rest of them, not so much. That's the fourth team foul on Sheridan. Warriors inbound out high.
Wide open.
Right corner. White takes his time, backs it out. He was open, but he chose not to take the three, not to force it. I like that. White on the right wing with it. Looking for a screen. Parr can't get a good one. Now they go out to Nelson in the left corner. Nelson with a little drive. Loses it. Parr gets it. Now the Parr really having a good first quarter, Ron. He's done a lot of good things. Nelson, left corner three, no good. And Sivaldi with the rebound. Head to Henley. Henley, his pass stolen away. He was trying to get it to Wrench on the cut. Jaeger with the steal. Parr to White. White looks down low to Jaeger. Tipped away by Wrench. Jaeger gets it back right in front to Nelson. Lays it up and in, and he's fouled. Jason Nelson gets the basket. And the foul going to be on DeBoff.
Yeah.
If it is, that's his second. He's their best ball handler.
Yeah.
Five team fouls on both squads now. And Parr going to go out. Parr with a nice first quarter there.
He let him play quite a bit with those two fouls.
Yeah, Tyler with two fouls. Tyler Parr with two fouls and 3 points and a couple of nice rebounds, some good defense.
Steals.
Yeah.
A couple of steals.
Picking up some loose balls, helping out here and there. Just one of those excellent games. It's what you want out of your fifth score, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or your fourth score, he and Nelson both. Free throw good by Jason Nelson. Warriors press. Sivaldi drives, gets inside, doubled. Wart blocks the shot, and Nelson gets the rebound. Nice job by Josh Wart. Ahead to Jaeger. Jaeger was going to dunk, couldn't put it down.
DeBoff fouled him.
Yeah, he challenged
him. No,
that was DeBoff, number four. There's a driving foul against Blake, I believe, number four in the game. Joseph Daniel got up to challenge Jaeger and probably fouled him. Jaeger couldn't throw it down. 16-5 Warriors.
He had time to dunk it. It just didn't get over the top of the rim.
Sivaldi in the corner. Daniel drives back to Sivaldi, lays it up and in. That was a nice play by Daniel. That's one of the better plays we've seen out of that team in their offensive set. Blake drives, gets inside, shovels it to Wart. Wart not expecting it.
Wide open.
I think Wart looking at the basket. 30-second timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 2:54 remaining in the first quarter. Warriors up 16-7. Sheridan basketball. Warriors not going to pressure. They're going to back it off and pick them up half-court man. Nope, they're going to play some zone. 2-3 zone out of the Warriors here. Daniel and DeBoff play catch out top. There's a steal by Blake. Blake taking it in, takes his time, goes in, tough shot off balance and in. Boy, what body control by Zach Blake. Warriors get up now. There's another steal by White, and we're going to have a foul. Is it going to be on White or DeBoff? Oh, it's going to be on White. Oh, it could have been on Daniel. He thought he had it, almost had it. So foul on Sammy.
Bonus already.
Yeah, 1-1 for Daniel. Joseph Daniel, 5'10", junior to the line. Second foul on Sammy, 17th foul on the Warriors. Five team fouls on the Spartans. 2:31 left to go, second quarter. He misses the foul shot. Couple of tips. Wart battling, and Blake comes out of there with it. Whew. Wrench is right there, making life difficult. Warriors with the ball. Nelson swings it right side to Blake. Out on top. Blake starts to drive, kicks it through Jason's hands. Jason took his eyes off the ball. It was a high pass, but Jason just took his eyes off it. He was already looking to make the pass. Got to watch it into your hands. I never saw him do that as a receiver in football. Always caught him. 18-7 Warriors. Daniel to Henley. Henley, Blake on him and the zone. Good back screen by wrench. They go out in the corner. There's a three-pointer by Daniel. I think Daniel's their best shooter. Mm-hmm. He was the last time we played him. He came off the bench, right? Give him a nice spark. I'm not sure why he doesn't start. White looks at the three, back on top to Nelson. High post, Jaeger to Blake to Nelson. Over to White on the left side. High post again to Jaeger. Foul line open. Jumper. Good. Just like that. Kodiak squaring himself up and hits that little. He rises up nice on that. Shoots that ball high. Good release. Daniel pulls up. Deep two. No good. And the rebound by Plouffe. He scores. Polk, excuse me. Is Polk. That Sivaldi?
Well, that was Polk. 23. Yeah.
Yeah, Polk with the basket and the foul. Foul is going to be called, I think, on. I don't know who they called it on. We'll see what they
zero.
Put up on the board. Is it?
It's on zero.
Well, that's who I thought it was on, but I didn't see him hold a zero up over there. Yeah, first one on Wart. And Kodiak going to get a break. Tyler back in. Kodiak, good first quarter. Very fundamentally sound. He's got 8 points in the first quarter. So he gets a break. He's done a great job. He's only got one foul. He's done an excellent job on the boards. Free throw missed. Rebound by Wart. Bounce pass out to Nelson. Polk 0 for 3 from the line tonight. White fakes the 3, gets inside, pulls up, gives it out to Tyler, but Tyler's not there. Tyler was coming in to rebound. Sammy changed his mind midair, tried to kick it out to the corner, and there was nobody there. Warriors up 20-12, 1:19 left to go first quarter. Warriors good scoring first quarter, but a little sloppy too in spite of that. Just shows you the talent differential. Warriors not really playing all that well and yet still leading this by 8. There's a missed shot inside. Nelson comes out of there with it. Nelson up the middle of the floor, gets all the way to the rim, lays it up, and in. Jason Nelson going end to end. He's got 5 in the game. 22-12 Warriors. Daniel with it, top of the key, fakes the 3, drives, gets down, steps through, and he's fouled. That's going to be on Nelson or Parr. It's going to put Daniel back on the line. It's a good little head fake at the 3-point line. Got Parr coming towards him.
Nelson's a foul.
Second one on Jason.
We'll see how,
foul.
How deep our bench is there pretty soon, man. We're not even through the first quarter.
Yeah, it feels like it's almost halftime, doesn't it, with the number of fouls that have been called.
And they've been legitimate fouls. I don't.
Yeah. Daniel hits the first. Joseph Daniel have one more. Yeah, he's a good little ball player. Good shooter. Hits a pair of free throws there. I think he's by far their best offensive threat. 22-14 Warriors, 40 seconds to go. Parr dribbles in, kicks it back out to Blake. Blake backs it out all the way to half court. Going to run this down, 30 seconds to go, first quarter. And Warriors are going to play this for one shot. 20 seconds to go. Blake hands it to White. White, he'll take a few dribbles, 15. It breaks it down, goes all the way in, lays it up, no good. And Wart battling, can't get it.
Got
Warriors
it.
Basketball, 10 seconds to go, out of bounds off of one of the white jerseys. I think it might have been out off of Magnus in the game. And Coach Nelson wants a 30-second timeout.
Set up the play.
And so he'll get that inbound set up. Might see a front rim lob to Wart here.
Sam had a wide open lane.
No, wrench is coming back in. You won't get the lob now. Yeah, Sammy got all the way to the basket, just laid it up a little strong. 19 fouls on the Warriors. 5 team fouls on Sheridan. We've got Callie Roberts trying to get by me here. Got to make some room for her. Queen Callie going to get by. Squeezing through. Not hitting my stuff. That's good. 10 seconds left to go. If you weren't with us earlier, Warrior girls with a 43-29 win over the Spartans. Warriors inbound, ball knocked away, and Daniel comes up with it. Daniel on the open floor, Blake back, takes the charge.
Oh, that's a charge.
Yep. Zach Blake hustled back, got his feet set, and just waited for Daniel. Daniel didn't back off, took a knee right into the chest of Blake.
Tee on the coach.
And this might be 2 if he's not careful. He's still going. Look at him. He's still going, still hot. And he might get a second one if he's not careful here. He could have had 2 right away there. Because he didn't shut up when he got the first one. He kept going and pointing his finger. 2 officials are going to talk right now. We've got a technical foul. Sammy White will be shooting the free throws. Sam, the officials. I like that the official got in there to talk to the other official to interrupt the coach yelling at him. That is some good officiating right there. Oh, Blake's going to shoot the free throws. I thought Sammy was going to. Blake to the line to shoot two.
If anything, if they're playing college or NBA, he might have been a little bit deep for the
But there's no line on these floors.
No. So
and the fact that he got back and got established.
He was set.
And just waited.
He was definitely set.
Yeah. First one good for Blake. He'll have one more. Try to make it a 10-point lead with 3.5 seconds to go first quarter. Blake misses the second one.
We're going to get the ball.
Warrior basketball, 3.5 seconds. Maybe they'll run the same play and they'll run it right this time instead of turning the ball over, Ron. 23-14. Warrior basketball should be on the sideline.
He's telling him. He's telling him. Can you keep your head coach quiet or what?
Yeah. Warriors will have the ball right here at half court in front of us. We're on the opposite side from the teams. Samuel inbound. 3.5 to go. Lobbing to Jason. Jason hands off to Sam. Sam pulls up. He's hammered from the three-point line.
That was a bad foul.
Daniel just trying to challenge the whole play. Samuel go to line to shoot three. 0.7 on the clock. Good aggressive take by Sam, too. He was going to pull up and take that three. No hesitation. And Daniel right on his hip trying to challenge the whole play. I don't think he thought Sammy was going to pull up right there. White hits the first. I think it caught Daniel off guard, and then he was out of position swatting at the ball. Second one by Sam. Good also. You watch Sammy shoot free throws. This is the way you would teach somebody to shoot free throws. Mm-hmm. He has absolutely perfect form from the foul line. No wasted motion. Just bends the knees a little bit and just flicks the ball up there. Oh, my goodness. My bad. I was just going to say, and he looks like he could just shoot them all night long. And he'll tell you that, too. He thinks he should never miss a foul shot.
Yeah.
He never walks away going, yeah, I was a little off or something. He just, every time, it feels like he's going to make that foul shot. But he misses one, thanks to me. All right, we're at the end of the first quarter. 25-14, Warriors. We'll be back on after this message on KLYC.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. In other words, it's the start of the second quarter. Warrior girls with a good win tonight moved to 7-1, 8-1 in league, whatever they are now.
I think they're 8-1.
8-1, one loss on the year. And the Warrior boys looking to get to 5-4.
Maybe it's 7-1.
No, it's 8-1 because the boys will be 5-4 here if they win tonight.
Yeah.
25-14 as we start the second. Daniel gives it up to Finley. Finley to DeBoff, top of the key, fakes the three, goes down low, knocked away by Wart, and Nelson comes up with a loose ball. Nelson all the way in.
Oh.
He was almost stripped. Jaeger picks up a loose change and puts it in.
Sam White came and saved that stole it from Sheridan, who had the rebound.
And Jaeger, the beneficiary of the loose ball, lays it up and in. Wart working on the 6-foot-8-inch wrench down there.
Turnover.
There's a steal by Nelson. Nelson in the open floor, takes it in. Lays it up, and in. They're going to call offensive foul. Now, that guy was way under the bench, under the hoop. But I'll tell you what, if he hadn't called a charge on that, that coach would have come all the way across the floor.
He should have given the ball up because Sam was.
Yeah, Jason had the opportunity there to give it up or at least a jump stop. Just pull up and jump stop.
That's DeBoff on the ground?
I can't see a number.
It's number four.
It's Daniel. So that's their best offensive player. Took that charge and not getting up. In the position he's kneeling there, Ron, we've all been in that position before as guys. I think he might have taken a knee.
He's under the basket.
Yeah, he was way under there. I think if the officials were to look at that, a replay on that. But I think it was probably a good call just to keep this game under control.
Yeah.
Because I think head coach would have, Stephen Grauer would have come across the floor into the official's face if that had not been a charge. Turnover on the Warriors, 27-14 here early in the second quarter. Now Henley running it. He's got the ball out top, swings it to DeBoff, fakes the three. Good closeout by Kodiak. Kodiak on that wing. That's a 6'2 kid closing out on you. It's a little harder to get that three off. Henley to DeBoff. He puts up a three. Short. Parr with another rebound. Tyler Parr's got to have four or five boards in this game. He's got a good job on the boards. Down in the corner, Hatch back to White for three. No good. Way short. Nice save by Wart. Nope, had a foot out of bounds. Sammy airballing it from three-point range. Slapping his hands as he heads down the floor.
Open shot.
Yep.
Got to take it.
Oh, no, Brian reversed that right back to him immediately as soon as the defense was flinching towards Brian. And it's a good shot. Sammy will take that all night long. Out on the right side, Henley for three. No good. Long rebound. Parr again.
Parr.
Tyler Parr just everywhere the ball is. Throws it ahead. Jaeger out to White. White to Parr. Parr starts to drive. Back out to White. Sammy will take a three. Yes!
Oh.
Good. It drops in. Sammy White getting the luck of the bounce there. 30-14 Warriors. DeBoff with it on the left wing. We're going to have Josh Wart with his second foul battling Wrench for position down there. 18-year-old versus a 15-year-old. We know what that means when you're battling the low post. It's a physical game down there. Wrench is an athletic kid, and he's banging and calling for the ball. And there's an art form to defending a post player and not getting called for a foul but still being physical.
We're in double bonus.
For the next 6-14, but they will be too on the next one, Ron.
Yeah.
They shoot a lot of free throws here in this first half. Wrench to the line, misses the free throw. Boy, you know, he only didn't start playing basketball until last year. Was visiting with a family friend of theirs, and he just didn't know anything about the game, really. Never played. There's this long, fairly athletic kid. And hits the second one.
Well, then spring, you should see him high jump. He can get up.
I believe it. I'm surprised he can't out-jump Jason.
It's usually Jason and him.
Warriors basketball up 30-15. Parr, White play catch out top. Sammy over to Brian Hatch. Back to Sam. Hatch with it on the left wing.
Kodiak.
High post. Jaeger turns. Buries it. He's got that shot going tonight.
They're just not. There's nobody picking him up.
Right there from that left elbow, just extended about a foot away from the key there, and he just knocks it down. He has such a quick release on that, too. He squares you up and then elevates. So you don't know if he's going to shoot or do something else. Savaldi hits a jumper at the foul line on the other end.
Same thing. Yeah, free throw.
32-17 Warriors. White goes to Parr. Parr to Hatch. Hatch, couple dribbles. Now to White out by the center circle. 2-3 zone. They're extending it quite a bit, trying to force the Warriors to do something. Hatch puts up a 23-footer. No good.
Parr.
Nice. Wart with a rebound. Lays it up and in. Josh Wart inside with that one.
Out-rebounded the big guy.
Well, he had good position there. He fought that position inside. Got inside a wrench. Now look at him banging down there. Wart will learn. As long as you don't extend the elbow. Lob inside. Tipped by Parr. He's going to get Parr for his third foul coming over the back. The key to that low post defense is not to push with your arm. Don't extend your arm. You just have to use your body, and you can't run into them and try to root them out. You have to just get contact and then push. If you're moving into them and initiating that like a block, it won't work. Wrench misses the foul shot. We'll have one more. Wrench with 4 points in the game. McNulty in, Parr out. So only two starters on the floor for the Warriors now, Sam White and Kodiak Jaeger. 5 minutes left to go, second quarter. Oh, they took a team foul off of them. They had nine. Now they only have eight.
All that.
Wrench hits the second one. I don't know what happened there. 34-18 Warriors. White to McNulty on the left wing. Back to White. White swings it over to Hatch on the right side. Now to White, top of the key. Pulls up for three. A little long. Sammy hasn't had that shot going. Knocked away. Ball's loose. And recovered by Daniel back into the game. Daniel ahead to Henley on the left wing. White with a steal. White pushes it up the floor, steps through, tries to take it up, jump ball. Nice job by Savaldi. White says, I was going up, but they said it wasn't a foul. It was a jump ball. Savaldi with an athletic play there. Into the game, DeBoff replaces Henley. Warriors basketball out of bounds, right side of the key on the baseline, wide of inbound. Warriors box it up, triggers it into Wart out top. Wart Low post, Jaeger back out to Hatch. Hatch fakes the three, drives, dishes to Wart. Wart didn't really know what to do there at the foul line with it. Now they get it in the hands of Hatch on the right wing. Hatch out to McNulty. High post, Jaeger turns. Foul line jumper, a little strong on that one.
Ooh.
Rebound by Sam White in traffic. Came flying in there. They go high post again to Jaeger. Jaeger steps back to 18. Now swings it over to Hatch. Back out on top to McNulty. Good ball movement by the Warriors here. To White. Back to McNulty. Left wing now. They go high post to Jaeger. Turns baseline. Nope. Short. Ball tip. Jaeger gets it back. He'll take a jumper from 18. Nope. No good. White can't get the rebound. Wrench comes out of there with it. A good possession for the Warriors. They got some good looks there. Just couldn't knock one down. There's a steal by White at the other end. He came right from behind. Took it away from Daniel. He'll take this one in, and he gets it blocked out of bounds off of Sheridan. Warrior basketball. Wow. Sammy frustrated, thinking he got fouled twice now. Got to keep his head about him here. 3:40 left to go in the second quarter and a timeout. Their coach sitting down over there trying to get his timeout called. Full timeout. This is Hammity Warrior basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
3:40 left to go, second quarter from Sheridan, Oregon. Amity Warriors with a 34-18 lead over the Spartans. 10 team fouls on the Warriors, 8 on the Spartans. Warriors looking to win another league game here, get to 5-4 in league.
I think you really have to start giving Scott Nelson some credit about getting these guys to play together and for one another. Over the last couple weeks, there's really been a change in their attitude and some very unselfish passing and working together.
And I'd say fewer emotional kind of outbursts of frustration and things that you see a lot of times.
Yes.
Wart with it.
Well, early
goes
on.
Goes out to Hatch, right. Hatch penetrates, high post to Jaeger, hands off to McNulty, back high post to Jaeger. Now to White on the right wing, starts a dribble, knocked away, loses it. Nice hustle by Brian Hatch to come up with that. Throws it over, his pass knocked away and out of bounds. Warriors get fortunate there. They almost turned it over about 3 times.
Better get Blake back in there. He's sloppy.
Blake in, and Sammy will get a break. First rest of the game for White. Blake fresh now, coming in. Against his 2-3 zone, goes high post, out to McNulty, back to White, or to Blake. Blake works the right side, hands off to Hatch. Hatch swings it to McNulty. He'll put up a deep three, no good. Jaeger had it, got it back, put it up. They're going to say it was on the first one. Foul on the first shot, he'll shoot 2. So Kodiak Jaeger treating that miss like an alley-oop and then getting his own rebound and putting it back up and in. But it will be just 2 shots, as the first one was when he got the foul.
It was a heads-up call. Referee made a nice call.
Good job. Though. And he clarified it immediately, so there's no confusion among anybody in the gym why he's shooting 2. Jaeger misses the first one badly. Way long on that free throw. He's 1 out of 2 from the line. He got a little out of sync here in the second quarter on his shooting period. He was hot to start the game. He's missed his last 3 jump shots. Now he's missed a foul shot, too. 3:08 left to go, second quarter. Jaeger hits the second one. Maybe that'll get him on track. Sometimes just making a free throw, get that jump shot back in rhythm. See some confidence with the ball going through the rim. Henley with it out by the center circle. Goes right side off the hands of Polk and out of bounds. He just had that ball right thrown right to his hands and just couldn't hang on to it. Blake with it. McNulty right side back to Blake. Blake thought about that 25-footer. Back to McNulty in the high post. Back out to Blake. Blake takes a dribble. Hands off. Nope, doesn't hand off. Now goes back to Hatch out top. Hatch swings it right side to McNulty. To Hatch. Left side, Blake. Blake looking for a screen. Nothing there. Goes back to Hatch. McNulty. Need to get the ball inside to Wart. That's not happening right now. Blake with a little drive, jump stop, step through, and he's fouled from behind. He got wrench going one way, and he went the other way and then drew the foul from behind on Polk. I'd like to see him get that ball in the high post to Wart. Josh only has one shot tonight and 2 points. And it's tough with Wrench in there. But you can play a little high-low action with Jaeger and Wart both in the game. Blake hits the foul shot. One more. Zach was 7 in the first half here. 2:27 remaining till halftime. Blake's second one. Good.
This shot looks a lot better tonight.
He's not forcing anything either. Got 8 points, but he's really playing under control. Only has 1 3-point attempt. He hit that one. Warriors playing a scrambling 1-2-2 kind of, I think. It's hard to tell what it is. They always had a wrench. Off-balance jump hook, no good. Jaeger high for the rebound. Trying to clear a little space there. Wrench gets real physical after the loose ball rebound. He'll get right up in your grill, come behind you. And so Jaeger, nice job not to throw an elbow there. Blake, top of the key. High post to Jaeger, hands it back to Hatch. One thing you say about the Warriors, they haven't forced anything against this zone.
That's what I was saying about them playing together so much better.
Just taking their time. High post, Jaeger goes baseline.
There it is.
There you go, into Wart. Wart turns, lays it up, and he got Wrench on his hip. That's what we were looking for, Ron. Good patience. Nice pass by Kodiak to get the ball into Josh. 39-18 Warriors, minute and a half left, first half. Paulk, cross-court pass. At about 8 feet over the head of number two, DeBoff, and out of bounds. Boff's like, I don't know what that was.
No. Michael Duncan's in the ballgame.
The shooter.
He's a JV sharpshooter.
He's as good a shooter as there is on this team if you leave him open. He can flat out fill it up. Blake, top of the key, 23-footer. Good! Zach Blake burying the deep three. They backed off of him. The Warriors have been so patient out there, nobody's even looked at a three.
No.
And so they back off of him, and he sticks the three. That'll take care of the soft zone. Down in the corner, DeBoff for three, trying to get it back. No good. High rebound to Wrench. Digs it out to Henley, to Savaldi. Starts to drive, picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go. Now goes down low to Wrench. Wrench turns, misses the shot. McNulty with the rebound. Boy, Kodiak was just trying to get out of the way of that elbow. He didn't want to get caught with that. Jaeger, three-pointer left side. Good! Kodiak Jaeger sticking it in the eye of the defense there with a three. His second three of the game, Ron. Good first half for Kodiak. He missed those three shots in a row. He's back on track. Savaldi trying to go down low to Wrench, but fronted by Wart. That makes it a tough pass.
Out of bounds.
And there's another throwaway. DeBoff cut to the basket. Savaldi threw it out of bounds.
They're looking like an 0-8 team.
They are. They played tough there for a little while, even though the game wasn't super close. Now they're falling apart.
Yeah.
45-18 Warriors, 10 seconds left to go.
Angry.
Blake?
I think Blake's wanting one.
Taking his time. Goes over to Duncan. Low post. It should have been a foul. Jaeger gets it.
There
left
it
corner for Duncan. Oh, no good. Might have rushed that one a little bit. And that's the end of the first half. Warriors were up 25-14 after one. They go on a 20-4 second quarter run. And it's a 45-18 lead. We'll be back after these messages with some point totals from the first half. This is KOIC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball and KOIC McMinnville. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber here at Sheridan High School in the warehouse. That's what they should call this. Should nickname it the warehouse, Ron.
Spartan Dome.
It's not a dome. The Spartan Warehouse. It is
I thought domes
five steel girders. connected by a bunch of steel rafters with some sort of insulated.
Looks like our Blue Gym.
Very much like our Blue Gym.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit bigger.
Uh-huh.
The one thing I do like about this gym is that the fans are on one side, the players are on the other, and there's adequate room over there. What I don't like about this gym, Ron, is the lighting here is about half what it should
Dark.
Be.
Mm-hmm.
They need about at least 50% more lights, if not double. To talk to Steve Sugg about that, tell him I know an electrician, Jed McMullen, who could fix his problem.
At a good rate.
Yeah. Very fair rate.
Just put his sign up on the wall.
Yeah. All right, Warriors getting ready to start this half up 45-18. I'm just hoping for fewer fouls this half, Ron. This game will just kind of roll.
Well, we were into 10 fouls before the end of the first quarter.
Sheridan basketball to start the third quarter. Paulk inbounds to Henley, and we're underway. Paulk with it on the right wing. Trying to go inside. Drives down to the corner, back out to Henley. Henley swings it left side. DeBoff for three. No good. Weak side rebound. Paul lobs it back to Sivaldi. Sivaldi in the mid post. Drives in. His shot blocked by Jaeger. And rebound by Wrench. And he misses the putback, but he's fouled. Got Parr? I think it is. Tyler Parr hanging his head. His shoulders are stooped. I think he got his fourth foul. I would just let him play. He's looking at Coach Nelson, just kind of raising his hands, palms up, like, I don't know, I didn't touch him. That's what he says.
Well, Kodiak got the lion's share of the contact.
Wrench makes the first one. One more for Wrench. Hits a pair. Look at that. Big guys made four in a row from the foul line now. They come out with a full court trap. White goes behind his back. Almost lost it. You got to know where that trap's coming from.
Get it up.
Picks it up, throws it long over the head of Jaeger and out of bounds. Sammy never saw that trap adjusting. He started left and then went behind his back and the trap was already there. And Coach Nelson telling Sam what he wants next time against that. Yeah, Jaeger, he just put way too much on that. Paul drives. Throws it back out over the head of DeBoff and out of bounds. So that's nice of him to give it back to us. About 43 seconds gone here in the first, or in the, I'll get it right. 43 seconds gone here in the third quarter and a couple of turnovers. That's about all we have to show for it. And a foul. Parr pulls up, foul line, buries it. That's the one we were talking about. Tyler Parr's got that. Little dribble into the zone, pull up at the foul line before the defense can commit to you.
Lots of confidence.
Yep. He's got five in the game. Two out of three, I think, from the field. They go low post to Paul. Starts to drive, pushes off on Nelson, gets away with it. Almost threw it away. Sivaldi chases it down at half court. Sivaldi looking inside, gets to Wrench on the baseline. Wrench turns, little short jumper over Blake and in.
Not very good backside help.
Nope, little late coming across. White. Beats the press this time with the dribble. Slows it up. Bounce pass to Parr on the right angle. Back out to Blake. Sammy slows it down here as the Warriors get set up against this. I guess it's man-to-man defense now. Bounce pass inside to Jaeger. He loses it. Dribbles it back out to Nelson. Nelson gets in the lane. Bounce pass to Jaeger. Jaeger, little three-footer. No good.
No backboard.
Yeah, well, he was pretty deep on the baseline. Polk in the open floor, jumps into Nelson. Should be offensive. It is.
It is.
And Coach Grauer just hangs his head on the other sideline. Warriors basketball. They get right back into this man press. Into the game for Polk is number 21, Riley Dirth. First time we've seen him, 5'11", sophomore.
If we pass the ball, it's beatable.
Nelson starts to drive, picks up a blocking foul on Sivaldi. Second team foul, second on Sivaldi. Warrior ball on the far sideline. Sammy gets it into Blake. They want to trap Blake. Middle of the court to Parr. Parr down the sideline to Nelson. Nelson takes it in, dribbles out the baseline. To White. White, right angle three, no good. Parr tips it to Jaeger. Jaeger still trying to, he can't come out of there with it. There's a loose ball, though, and it's going to be Parr on the floor. Flips it to Jaeger. Jaeger takes it up, and he's fouled. A little chaos there. You see the scrappiness of some of the Warriors, though, not giving up in a game where they're up by 25 points. They're going after loose balls. You got to like that.
Parr was on the ground. It was good. It was. He made it by diving on the ground.
Yeah. Good hustle by several Warriors there to keep that play alive, mainly Parr and Jaeger. Jaeger with the knuckleball knocks it down. Jaeger had 16 in the first half. He's got 17 now. One more for Kodiak. That one had a little spin on it, Ron. I think he got about a rotation and a half, and he hits a pair. Warriors up 49-22. Not what we would label as an exciting high school basketball game by any means. Warriors haven't been running. They've just done it in half court. There's a drive by DeBoff. He lays it up and in. He's got his first basket of the game. Warriors come the other way. Nelson cut off by three white jerseys. Out to Parr. Swings it to White. Left ankle three. No good. Sammy just can't find the three-point range tonight. I don't know what he is, but he's 0 for whatever. He doesn't have any. No, he's got 1-3. but he's probably taken seven. They trap on the side. DeBoff loses it. Finally throws it up in the air. Nelson and Wrench. Wrench tackles him. He had both arms wrapped around him, and then he turns around and looks like, how's that a foul? Like, hey, buddy, you tackled him. You wrapped him up nice. You know, we'll give you some credit for a good form tackle there. But he actually had Jason Nelson wrapped up both arms around his waist and was getting ready to pile drive him to the ground, I thought. Warriors ball. Second foul on Wrench. Fourth team foul. Parr trapped.
Oh,
gets it up the sideline to Blake. Blake gets it across half court. Attacks to Jaeger. Jaeger pump fake, oh, and he is fouled. Oh. And now he's going to get teed up. He wasn't happy about that. Kodiak gave a shove.
He's out.
I don't think he'll eject him. I think it's going to be a one technical on it.
The coach will remove him.
Yes, he will get removed. But he's got free throws, I think, to shoot first. I don't know if they might not even give him free throws on this. He was on the ground. He wasn't very happy. I don't know who that was. 22 is Wyatt Schultz, a 5'6 sophomore who came flying onto the back of Jaeger.
Here comes the two.
So Jaeger will shoot two free throws, and there'll be a technical. Kodiak losing his cool there a little bit. And it wasn't a big shove, but it was a two-hand shove.
There was no reason for
that. Not at all.
When you're up by 25.
Well, there's just no reason for it, period, no matter what the score is.
No,
you just can't lose your cool like that. Jaeger misses the first. Second one good. So 19 in the game for Jaeger. I don't think Nelson's going to. Yeah, he did. He's got Wart in the game. Oh, Sammy went out. So Jaeger stays in.
So here's the tee, and out comes.
Now I think Jaeger might be coming out. I don't know. There's all kinds of guys coming in the game, in and out. I don't know what's going on. Savaldi at the line to shoot two. He misses the first one. So the free throw shooting in this game, not all that impressive by the Spartans. Savaldi's second one makes that one. Savaldi was seven in the game. So McNulty coming in, and that's going to get Kodiak out.
Yep.
So he's already calmed down. He didn't really lose his cool long. You know, it wasn't like an explosion. He was a frustration. He gave a two-hand shove and just can't do that.
Nope.
Hurt your team, especially if it was a close game. And it just momentary lapse of emotional judgment there for Kodiak. Drive by DeBoff gets inside on Wart. Wart affects the shot. Ball's loose. Savaldi puts up a three. Wrench on the floor on top of Nelson. Wart with the rebound. Jason taking all kinds of hits from Wrench. Parr with it. Top of the key extended. Over to McNulty. McNulty goes to Blake on the left wing. Blake backing his way down. Backing his way down. Fades on the baseline. Buries it. Oh, my. That's a C.J. McCollum shot right there. I'm going to give Zach start calling him C.J. He just backed his guy down and then spun to the baseline. Shot the little fadeaway jumper. Smooth as silk. Blake having himself a real nice homecoming game here. Three-pointer, top of the key, missed. It's a pass inside. Savaldi lays it up. He misses. Wart tips it. Wrench gets it back and lays it up and in. Alex Wrench having a nice game. He's got, I think, 10 in the game now, maybe 11. Wart goes baseline.
Oh,
and a little baby dunk. Josh Wart drove baseline. Wrench gambled on the play. And Wart beat him with the left hand. A little fingertip dunk there. Barely moved the rim. That's one as Josh gets stronger. He's going to throw down with two hands hard. Wrench inside. Runs into Blake. Blake with a steal. Blake came across on help side defense there. Blake pulls up. Three-pointer going the other way. Good! Zach Blake knocking down the three. 3:19 left to go. Warriors up 30. 57-27 run. DeBoff. Blake had the steal, but he was out of bounds with it. Two guys who know each other pretty well. DeBoff, a junior, so he played a couple years with Zach here. Zach out. Gets a nice round of applause from the Warrior fans. And
maybe
Sam
some
White
Sheridan
back in.
Fans.
Maybe some Sheridan fans. I don't think he burned any bridges. I think people understood what he was doing. Yeah. Savaldi with it out top. Zach still works over here. Works at the Subway downtown. If you're ever picking up a Subway sandwich, today, say hi to Zach. My wife says he does a great job with customer service. Very friendly. That's just a good employee there. DeBoff, top of the key, tries to go inside with it, changes his mind, kicks it back out to Schultz. Schultz, top of the key, swings it to DeBoff on the right angle. Down in the corner to Schultz. Close out by McNulty, takes away the three. There's a lob back outside to DeBoff. DeBoff working left all the way down. Lays it up, no good. Wrench misses the putback, puts it up again, and puts it in. Well, he just got pogo sticks, doesn't he, Ron?
He's tall, and he can jump.
McNulty on the left wing, goes past Wrench, pulls up. Wrench blocks the shot. McNulty gets it back, finger rolls it up and in. Joe McNulty with his first basket. Good job staying with it. 59-29 Warriors. Schultz, top of the key, dribbles right. Over to DeBoff on the right angle. Goes down low to Sivaldi. Par on him with four fouls. There's a step through, wrap around a Wrench. Baseline jumper, good. I tell you what, if this kid had played more basketball, Ron, 2 years of varsity basketball is all he has as a senior. And that's going to be an offensive foul on Sammy as he runs down to Boff. Sam having a rough night handling the ball. He's had a couple of charges now. 1:55 to go, third quarter, 59-31. We got a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Nelson. Hey, you got to know if Wrench had come up playing basketball as a kid, understood the game, because he doesn't have a bad shooting touch. He's got a nice release.
And I know he has that jumping ability, like I've said two or three times.
The footwork isn't really there in the low post. Doesn't have that. And he just, I don't think he has a high basketball IQ. He's not always in the right spot. He doesn't always make the right decision. That's just a lack of experience. Mm-hmm. That basketball IQ can really improve with playing. And if this is a kid that had been on some traveling teams, have played year-round, he doesn't play football, he could have played all fall, all summer, and been a tremendous, maybe a small school power forward.
And I'm fairly certain he's a 6'1", 6'2", high jumper, him and Jason.
Well, Jason's going to be a 6'5", high jumper this year, Ron. That's what he told me.
Yeah?
Yeah, he said no question about it, getting the school record at 6'5".
The question on Jason, will he work at it?
I think he's motivated for his senior year. I tell you.
Oh, nice steal.
Sammy almost has the steal on the inbound. Good anticipation there. He kind of deked him a little bit and then exploded in the passing lane. It's going to be Sheridan Ball at the Warriors' end of the floor on the baseline. Warriors in a little bit of a press here. I think this is a little man just picking up half-court man, basically. Polk works left. Sammy almost had another one. Just can't keep that ball in bounds after he tips it. Good anticipation by White. Polk will inbound at the coach's end there of the bench for Sheridan. Gets it into DeBoff. DeBoff works right. Now back left over to Polk on the left wing. Down to DeBoff, left corner, wanted the three, didn't take it. Sammy closing on him pretty quick there. DeBoff, cross court, almost takes Schultz out of bounds, bad pass, and Parr had the ball and he got fouled. Good job by Tyler. Tyler has been everywhere tonight for loose balls, rebounds. This has been, I think, his most complete game. He's only got 5 points, but he has done so much. He's got at least one assist on a move that he made to the lane and then gave it up, and he's just been everywhere on both ends of the floor. Plus foul trouble, unfortunately. They go out in the corner. McNulty, low post to Wart. Wart turns, spins back. He's fouled. Schultz coming down trying to stop the play. Fouled Wart pretty hard there across both arms. Wart will go to the line to shoot two with 1:11 left to go, third quarter.
He actually did a drop step, went right on that time, which we haven't seen him do that.
He loves to come right to the front of the rim with the left hand or even a reverse lay-in from the right block. He'll come to the left side, reverse it off the glass. Going to get our first deep bench substitution of the game. Wart hits the first one into the game. Trevor Smith. Or Tristan Smith.
Tristan
Which one
Smith.
Is it? Tristan
it's
Smith.
Tristan.
23 is Tristan.
Yep.
Wart with one more. Parr goes out with his four fouls, giving Robbie Scharf a bad time on the bench.
I'm sure
Scharf
it was
there taking pictures.
Scharf giving him trouble.
You think? Robbie?
Yes.
Robbie would give somebody a bad time? Wart with eight in the game. Robbie's a character. He'll give everybody a bad time. He even gives me a bad time sometimes. Him and Nelson. Paul with it, works left, gives it up to Schultz. One of the three. Keeps his dribble alive, though. Smith on him. High post is a steal by Nelson. If he can chase it down, he does. Nelson bringing it up the middle of the floor past Schultz. Still going all the way in. Bounce pass. It's kicked. No call. Off of a foot. Schultz Polk takes it in hard. He misses. Rebound by Smith. Nope, we're going to have a foul on, loose ball foul on Josh Wart, I think. Nelson tried to throw a pretty hard bounce pass to Josh. Threw it right off of the foot.
So if you don't make an effort to kick, then it's not kicking?
Well, if your foot's on the ground, it's not a kick, but I think the guy's foot was off the ground. If your foot's on the ground and somebody throws a ball off it, it's not a kicked ball.
That's what he said happened.
He said his foot was on the ground?
He was explaining to Scott.
I don't know. I thought his foot was off the ground, but maybe it wasn't. Polk, the inbound, left side of the key on the baseline, goes out in the corner to Henley, back down to Polk, back to Henley, fakes the three, now back to Polk. There's a ball tip, and McNulty with a steal. McNulty behind the back, taking it in on the right side, pulls up, tough off-balance shot, no good, rebound pulled down by Sheridan inside. Henley with it on the right wing. Henley, three-point line, knocked away by White, still loose, chased down by number 21, that's Dearth. There's another steal, this time White. White taking it, is he going to throw it down? Nope, lays it in high off the glass. He was thinking about it. He couldn't hang on to it as he went up. Lays it off the glass. Sammy with 9 in the game, I think, or 7. Yeah, 9 in the game, and that's the end of the third quarter. Warriors with a 63-31 lead after 3. We'll be back. This is the home of Amity Warrior Sports, KLYC McMinnville.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the fourth quarter here in Sheridan High School. Ron and I are having a hard time staying focused in this game. 63-31 Warriors. 17 fouls on Sheridan, 4 on Amity here in the second half. That's the only good news. We don't have near as many fouls.
So what, the last 3 games we've had 176 and whatever this
78.
Is.
78. Yeah. No, 80. 80 to 76 we had that game, 80 yeah. points. So 180, and this one will probably be around 80, I would guess. Hard to say. Depends on both teams going pretty deep on their bench now. Wes Streeter in the game, drives, kicks, McNulty for 3. No
Short.
Good over the backboard. Tell you what, Wes Streeter always does some good things when he's on the floor.
He's another one like I believe Tyler Parr. He has that football confidence. He's quick.
Out on top to Boff with it. Sivaldi, left wing. Nothing there. Hooks a pass out to the right corner. Henley takes a 3 from there. Short. Rebound. Put back inside. No good. Wrench gets it. Puts it up and in. Nobody boxing out Alex Wrench tonight. Wrench with his much better game tonight than he had against the Warriors in Amity. Streeter puts up a 3 from the left wing. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Magnus. Magnus, big-bodied post player. We've got a timeout taken by Sheridan. A 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. 63-33 Warriors. Alex Wrench tonight, the 6'8", 6'9", whatever he is, senior center, has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 points in this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's done a good job within
2 inches of the rim.
Except for one on the baseline. He did hit a little 10-footer on the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
That was what made me think that, you know, if the guy had played some basketball, he really could have been a force at this level. You just don't see a lot of 6'9 kids that can move, and he can move. He can run the floor. He can jump out of the gym, and he's got a nice shooting touch when he goes up. Yep, gets it off the fingertips, follows through. Just doesn't have a lot of experience. Has a lot of enthusiasm, though. He's a pretty good shot blocker. The Warriors done a good job of staying out of his wheelhouse tonight. Streeter boxing him out down there. They're talking a little smack, I think. Out on the wing, Sivaldi trying to go inside. Tristan Smith fronts Wrench, so they can't get it to him. There's a drive baseline, and the basket is good by DeBoff. And the foul is going to be on, I don't know who it's on. We'll see. 22, Wes Streeter. DeBoff, chance to make a three-point play here for the Spartans. And he does. 5 points in the game for the junior point guard. McNulty Out to Duncan on top. Smith puts up a 22-footer. No good. Duncan with a weak side rebound. Out to Hatch. Hatch fakes the three. Back out to Smith. To Streeter. To McNulty. Back out on top to Duncan. Good ball movement here for the Warriors. Duncan spins, gets in. Tough,
nice.
Tough shot inside the foul line there. And the rebound pulled out of there by Sheridan. DeBoff pulls up. 13-footer. Rolls it around and in. Nice little pull up just inside the foul line for Jacob DeBoff. 63-38 Warriors. 6:10 left to go. Fourth quarter. Streeter.
Doesn't like all those long shots. He wants them just...
Run the offense here. Streeter out to Hatch. Fakes the three. Throws it away. Smith could have caught that. He pulled his hands back. Thought it was for somebody else. Scott takes the timeout. Wants to talk to his backups here about, I don't know, maybe running the offense, playing them with some confidence, playing under control. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. So looking ahead at this next week, Ron, Monday we've got Dayton. And that'll be at home. Should be one of those games you get there about 3 o'clock to get your seat and your parking spot. Seats probably won't be as bad, but the parking spots.
We do have more seats.
We do. The parking spot, though, we didn't improve that.
No.
Maybe someday we'll build a new middle school near the high school and add another parking lot over there. We will see. I'll just plant that little seed in people's heads there so they can be prepared in a few years. Wednesday.
Dayton. Wednesday's at Willamina.
At Willamina. We lost to them by one at home. I think we win that game for sure.
Well,
I think we win the Dayton game.
We were missing Kodiak and
Tommy.
And
I think we win both of those games, and then we get Horizon at home. And I tell you, the Horizon game worries me more than the Dayton game. Number one, I think Horizon is a more disciplined team, and that scares me because a 6-point lead for Horizon in the fourth quarter is like a 12-point lead for most teams.
But Dayton got Horizon by 19 the other night.
Yeah.
67-48.
But I like how we match up against Dayton. We do a good job with them. All right. Here we go. Ball back inbounds. DeBoff drives. Throws it down the baseline. Little hook shot. No good there. And ball tipped out. They give it to Sheridan on the pity call, I think. That was Magnus coming over the back and tipping the ball out of bounds on Smith. And they call it out of bounds on Smith.
They're going inside.
Sivaldi. Magnus starts to drive, loses it. Duncan with it. Open floor. Bounce pass back to Hatch. Hatch, a little floater, no good. And Wrench with a rebound. That was not a well-executed break. Wrench travels, gets away with it, loses the ball. That's why he got away with it. Ball on the floor. And I like that Duncan just flipped the ball to McNulty, knowing he really couldn't get it. Over to Hatch. Back to McNulty. McNulty takes the three, top of the key. Good! Joe McNulty buries it. He's got five in the game. Got some fans here in front of us, standing on their hands clapping for Jolton Joe McNulty.
Actually, it's Joe Montana.
Joe Montana McNulty. I know it is. Sivaldi drives, cut off. He tries to lob inside. Magnus ends up with it instead of Wrench. There's a reach in on Michael Duncan.
He's still not in the bonus this second half.
Maybe it's the same 1-on-1. No? Who did he call that on? Who did he call that on? He said on 11.
No, he thought it was 1-on-1.
He thought it was 1-on-1. I saw the 11 go up. I thought, that's Nelson. He's on the bench. It was not 1-on-1. Looked at the wrong team. They lob it into Wrench. Wrench. See, he doesn't know that he could turn and get that shot right there. He doesn't understand his spacing. Now Wrench has it. Goes right to the basket. He's fouled. Streeter going up trying to challenge him. Streeter all a 5'7 or so. Wrench about a foot taller than him.
You think Streeter's 5'7?
I don't know. But he was going up to challenge that shot, nonetheless, and enjoying every moment of it. The fullback from the Warriors football team going to try to block the 6'8 kid's shot. Wrench misses badly on that one. But you watch Wrench's release. There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
You know, he's somebody, he didn't know much. Somebody said, this is how you shoot a basketball, and that's what he's practiced. Because that's not a bad release at all. Knocks down the second one. McNulty brings it up quick over to West. He backs it out. Coming up on the 4.5-minute mark. Warriors up by 27. Streeter drives off the hands of Smith to McNulty. McNulty out to Hatch. 22-footer right angle. Good. Brian Hatch knocking it down.
If you've watched these boys in the JV game, those Streeter and Hatch can, and Joe and
McNulty
and Duncan.
They can all shoot.
Those are the three juniors. McNulty doesn't get to play that much because he's a senior.
Inside, there's a miss, and Streeter comes out of there with a rebound. He shuffles it ahead. Wrench gets the tripping foul. And West down.
Ankle and knee. Nope,
he's all right. Wrench checks on him. Good sportsmanship there.
It's going to take a lot to knock out Streeter. We've seen him play football, and, man, he...
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, he was one of those kids that Joel was frustrated with when he was a freshman sophomore because so much talent, but he would get a little tweak or something. He'd take himself out of the game. Joel finally told him before last season, he says, look, I want to play you, and I want to play you a lot, but that means you got to play through a little bit of pain. Mm-hmm. And this year, did we see him come out? No.
No.
That kid stayed in the game, played through, because you're going to have those little bumps and bruises when you're running the football. You're going to get tweaks.
Johnny Mather, they got to be on the field same time. Somebody's going to.
Streeter hits the front end of the 1-1. His first point of the game.
J.D.'s in.
J.D. Stables into the game. Michael Duncan going out. Stables will get another one here. Streeter will get another one. He misses that one. Wrench high for the rebound. So Streeter one out of two. DeBoff over to Schultz. Goes down low. Wrench, reverse lay-in. No good. Good idea. Magnus misses. Stables battling off of Stables out of bounds.
JD's about 6'4", but he's another one.
He's all a 6'4".
He just needs to play, and whether or not it'll come around by a senior, I don't know.
That's only 1 year, man.
I know.
If he was a sophomore, be a little different. Schultz with it out to DeBoff. DeBoff back to Schultz. Warriors in a 2-3 zone here. High post, Magnus knocks down the foul line jumper. Good looking shot there from Damon Magnus, 6'3", sophomore. McNulty with it. 3.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. McNulty crosses over on Savoldi, gives it up to Streeter. Streeter works right, top of the key, starts driving, kicks it back out. Hatch, 22-footer. That one's way off. And DeBoff with the rebound. Magnus comes out of there hurting. There's a poke away, steal by Hatch. Hatch holds up because Magnus was still back at the defensive end. Gives it up to Smith. Smith underneath Streeter. Wanted to alley-oop it, leaves it for Stables. Stables didn't know, and that's a turnover. Stolen by Magnus. Savaldi all the way in, puts it up. He is fouled, misses the shot. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 70-41, Warriors. Foul. It's going to be on McNulty, his first.
This is the longest this group has played all season.
Yeah. Got a nice, comfortable league. Give these guys a chance to get some run in a varsity game. Savaldi takes the first.
Something tells me next week they will not see the light of day.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tougher. Maybe some against Willamina if we can get out in front, which we should be able to against that team, but that's a good team. Savaldi hits a pair. The Willamina game is big because if we were going to play them, it would be nice to have the home court advantage. Wrench with a steal. Stables couldn't handle the pass. Savaldi puts up a deep three. No good. Hatch high. Couldn't get it. Ball's loose. And dug out of there by Schultz. Schultz harassed by Hatch. Gives it up to Savaldi. Puts up another three. That's an ugly shot. Misses that. And we're going to have a loose ball foul inside, I think, on Sheridan. That will put Wes Streeter on the foul line, I believe. Shooting 1-on-1.
20. It's on Maggie.
25. They put 22 on the board.
Oh, yeah, right? Little guy underneath.
Schultz. There were three white jerseys here they could have called it on. 2.5 minutes to go. Warriors up 70-43. Sorry if Ron and I are having a hard time sounding too enthusiastic here. This game has not had the flow, even for a blowout, that you'd like to see. It's just been very disjointed the whole game. Only a couple of runs, one the beginning of the third quarter for the Warriors, one early in the game. That was about it, really, where there was any kind of real flow to the game. A lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers. Streeter hits the first. One more. West puts it up and hits him. So he's 3 out of 4 from the foul line, and he's out, and Michael Duncan back in. So Duncan will get to wrap up the game here. I'd like to see Michael get loose for a couple threes here. He missed his only attempt so far from three-point range. That was right at the end of the third quarter.
He has excellent legs. He can spring.
He does have good hops.
And he's a junior. He's coming back.
Magnus out on top to Paul. Paul comes down the right side, pulls up from 15, misses. And Duncan with a good rebound. Duncan crosses over, gets past Sivaldi. Slows up, top of the key. Over to McNulty. Left corner, hash. Back to McNulty. Left angle, three. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds off a hatch. It's fun watching Brian go flying in there recklessly. He gets about a 30-inch jump off the ground there, so he gets his head up there with the big boys.
Mm-hmm.
He might be, what, 5'6"?
Yeah, he's shorter
something
than
like
Streeter.
That. But, boy, he's got some hops. He's a good athlete. He can really get up. One of the better open field football runners in the state, too.
It would be nice to see him gain some weight.
Yeah. Stables with the rebound. There's a save on the sideline off of Sivaldi. Stables had the rebound, had it stripped away. Warrior basketball, minute 41 to go here in the fourth quarter. 72-43. This one was really never in doubt. The closest it was about 20-12 in the first quarter. McNulty starts to drive, leaves it for Hatch. Need to find Duncan here. It's a bounce pass underneath. Stables lays it up. Bin-in! J.D. Stables with a good finish. That was a nice pass by Brian Hatch. Fed the big guy where he could handle it and finish with the left. And he's left-handed, so that helps. Down low, wrench, turns, scores over Stables and Hatch. A little pressure here. They go ahead and get it into Hatch. Another basket for Alex Wrench. Good night for him. Tristan Smith, left wing, under a minute to go now. Dribbles in, bounce
nice pass.
Stables lays it up and in. Another nice job. Stables just going to the basket. He's got 4 points. Wrench gives it up to Polk. 45 seconds and counting to go. 76-45 Warriors. Not going to hit 80, I don't think, Ron. Drive by Sivaldi on the baseline. Hits a little floater. That's a nice shot. When Sivaldi's not shooting the three, he looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
When he's shooting the three, he looks ugly. Left corner.
Oh,
Duncan was going to shoot, and I think he decided we're not going to force it. We're not going to try to score. So now he drives down the right side, backs it out. So they're just going to let it run out.
Yep.
And he had an open three, and he thought about taking it and then realized, no, there's no reason. He dribbles away from DeBoff. These guys know each other. Duncan is from Willamina.
Yeah.
And so gives it up to Hatch, and that's it, folks. Final score, Warriors 76 and Sheridan 47, and an easy one for the Warriors tonight. We're going to take a quick break. Be back, give you some scoring totals. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Wrapping up this one here. Warriors move to 5-4 in the league. 76-47 win over the Sheridan Spartans to go to 0-9. Warriors were led tonight by Kodiak Yeager. He had 16 in the first half, 19 overall. Zach Blake was 16. Real nice third quarter for Zach. Josh Ward had 8. Sam White was 7. 6 points for, nope, nobody had 6. 5 points each for Tyler Parr, Jason Nelson, Joe McNulty. 4 points for J.D. Stables, 3 each for Brian Hatch and Wes Streeter. 20 points for Alex Wrench, 11 for Chris Sivaldi, 7 for DeBoff, 5 for Daniel, and 2 for Falk, 2 for Magnus. All right. We are done from here tonight. Warriors with a nice league win, Ron. What do we have to look forward to on Monday?
Well, I think, my opinion, in the last 2 weeks, we've really come together as a team. So I've felt like we have a better five than Dayton's two or three. So that's what it'll come down to. If we play together, we're unselfish, play good defense, and not give those bunch of those threes. You remember Dayton got us on threes.
Yep.
And
lack of execution down the stretch. We were at a two-point game with the ball inside the last minute, ended up losing by six.
In the middle of the third quarter, we had them by four or five, remember, and then we lost.
Yep.
We went down. We were ahead by four or five. We went down by four or five, and then we played catch-up the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty in the fourth quarter there, and so Warriors looking to get even with the Pirates. Should be a boisterous, large crowd on Monday. Make sure you get there early so you can get some parking and enjoy the new seating arrangements there. Should be a much better, easier game to watch than normally. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. Anything else, Ron?
No, it'll be fun to look forward to see if we can pack it out with all of, 150, 200 more seats. It'll be fun.
All right, Warrior fans, have yourselves a good night, everybody. Thanks for listening, and go Warriors!
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.